You're listening to Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio News. Hi, I'm George Prentice. Global Lounge is a Boise-based nonprofit committed to encouraging the growth of diversity here in the Treasure Valley. 5 years ago, they began the World Village Fest. It is the highlight of this or any summer. It's a celebration of music and dance and food and spoken word, bringing together so many cultures from all around the world. The festival begins today in downtown Boise at Cecil D. Andrus Park, and it will run through Sunday. The event is open to the public and free of charge. And joining us today from Global Lounge are Donna Kowaleski, Director of Community Outreach and Communication, Jill Weigel is the Cultural Curator, and John Porbus of the band Toradon, who will be performing at the World Village Fest this weekend. Welcome to you all.
Thank you, George.
Okay, let's talk about some origins of this event, Donna.
Yeah, so the World Village Festival began 5 years ago as a standalone event. We held incubator projects in the previous years, so it's a project we've been really working to grow over the years for about 9 years. And we're excited to say that it has grown to include at least 15 different cultures from our community.
Can you name some?
Well, we've got the Bosnians, the Mexicans, Turkish, Iranian, Laotian, Chinese. Goodness, many, many.
Wow. Can I assume that this is a year-round effort to put this together?
That is a safe assumption. Well, it does take a lot of volunteer power. And one thing that I think a lot of people don't know about Global Lounge is that it's 100% run by volunteer power. We don't have any paid positions. Someday we hope to grow to that point. But as it is, it's a labor of love. And it's a love for our community where we're able to create platforms that can bring people together to share who they are.
Wonderful. Jill, can you talk about that? I mean, that many volunteers to run something this significant, that's the secret to this, right?
Yes, it's very interesting that our core group is not more than 10 people. And then as the week goes on, we just get a bunch of people together to make everything happen. But it's a very interesting process as we work all year to get it going. And we have probably over 30 performers this weekend from all different ethnic groups.
And how do you make that happen?
Well, I mean, actually,
do you identify them as the year goes by? Is it word of mouth?
Yeah, we work with the Idaho Commission on the Arts, and they help us find these people through the different avenues that they use. And we have them set up applications, and we have more people volunteering and wanting to perform on stage than we have room for.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's
John,
very great.
You're going to perform on stage?
Yes.
Saturday? Yes?
Yes.
John, you're from Iran?
Yes, I'm Iranian.
Okay, so and when did you come to the States?
We came August 2016.
What were the circumstances that led to your leaving Iran?
Actually, we left Iran 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. We were living in Turkey, Istanbul. So, yeah, in Iran is hard to be an artist, hard to do some cultural things that, you can develop your work and art there. And it's not a good place for artists, actually.
We have a phrase in our culture called a heavy heart. Do you know what that is? If you have a heavy heart, it's like, you're bothered by something.
Oh, yes.
And the reason I say that is because there are headlines today of escalating conflict between our nation and Iran.
Yes.
Governments are governments. Leaders are leaders. That said, these are nations of people. And so to that end, I think we have a heavy heart, and my guess is so might you.
Yeah, it's unfortunate things that is going on right now. We don't want war, never. I remember war that we had with other countries, like I was very child, and when I remember that alarm sound the coming, and now I can feel it, and I can be in stress with that. We don't want war, but we don't want that government also in Iran.
But we could probably do less with airstrikes and drones. Probably do a little bit more with conversation.
I'm not really a good politician about to talk to which ways are better, but the best ways to do from inside and to people do what they can do and what they want to do, but absolutely they need help.
Mm-hmm. And when did you come to Idaho? What brought you here?
We came 2016. We came as a refugee.
Mm-hmm. What was that like for you?
You know, when you plant a flower in dirt,
a seed,
and when you take it from that dirt and put it in another place,
It doesn't always take root, but sometimes it does.
But sometimes it does. We did.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Fortunately, we did. Yes.
Tell me about your music.
We are playing our Iranian tradition and Turkish traditional music.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of
Sufi
music. Yes, we do.
How
have
many members in the band?
We do have percussion players, three percussion players,
mm-hmm.
and we have cello players that sometimes coming and
on a stage such as this event tomorrow.
Yes,
you're going to have a significant audience. So this is a very special opportunity for your band. Yes.
Yes, yes. We are happy that we are playing at World Village Festival. Actually, when we came here, everybody asking us, did you play at World Village Festival? And we said, no, we are just came in August and we passed the June, so we didn't have chance. But we are happy that this is third time that we are going to play there. And I love this organization because I know them very closely. They are a very good friend of mine. I've been at their meeting, and this is a very friendly organization. And I saw how hard they are working at the meeting. I've been at their meeting a couple times. I hope we will get some more support and donations from people to make it grow and develop this project.
My guess is you do that by having this for 5 years, and it does. It has grown, and probably will continue to grow.
Yes,
yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Can you,
George, if I can pick up on a point that John made about people living their culture and being able to do their art, and that's basically what we're trying to do with World Village Festival, is that we go out and we find artists in the community. As a matter of fact, this year our artist in residence is Amar Osman, and he's a master batik artist, and he's a refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo, spent 16 years in Botswana refugee camp, and has only been here for maybe a year and a half. And so we've taken him under our wing and said, what do you need from us to be able to live your art and live your culture? And so he gave me a list of things that he needed, and we start working on those, and we'll support him for the year and helping him do his art, sell his art, do workshops for the community in his art. And so that's one of the things that we feel very strongly about at Global Lounge, is giving the people in our community an opportunity to live their culture and do their art.
Wonderful. Okay, so artisans, music, we have to talk about food.
Food.
Talk to me about food.
Part of our big event each year is to invite a lot of different flavors.
Mm.
And so this year we'll have 10 different vendors providing a range of foods that you will be able to make a complete meal out of, or just snacks. You know, there'll be shaved ice and different smaller things like that. So food is one of those parts of culture that we feel like speaks to getting together. It represents our family. The recipes we carry forward are the good ones. So we really love the opportunity to have people share those and join in sharing food together at a time when you get to enjoy things on the stage and just the atmosphere of being together at the park.
Can you talk just a little bit about now the bigger picture? The celebration comes and goes, but then the conversations continue. Some of them start in our homes. And that's really what this is truly all about, yes?
Absolutely. And at the core of it are collaborations, mentorships. Our mission is to preserve, educate, and share culture. And so throughout the year, after World Village is done and musicians may have met up and launched new projects, or young people may have decided to take some workshops or classes, things do progress. And The World Village event does kind of get back on the planning mode, but we do jump in and do some other things in terms of pulling together some people from different organizations to talk about what are the struggles you're having as, let's say, the Mexican dance organization or the African community development. And so we try to bring different groups together and find out what are some of the things that they're struggling with, or what are some of the things that we've learned as a nonprofit that we might be able to share with them and help them continue on their own to do what they want to do. Because all of the organizations who come together typically have a calendar of activities that they're working on too. So we kind of feel like the partnerships are the gift that we all come away with, and then we learn from each other throughout the year and find ways to do things together.
This is free mm-hmm. all weekend, yes?
Yeah.
That said, you can't put it on for free. There's a lot of heavy lifting here. Can I assume that you have to get sponsors and
absolutely.
To make all this happen?
Absolutely. It wouldn't happen without amazing partnerships. We write grants. Mm-hmm. So we do get great support from the City of Boise and Idaho Commission on the Arts and different organizations like that. But much of it is in-kind donations, whether it's businesses providing a discount for something that we need or you know, straight up corporate sponsorships. We're really delighted to have a lot of support from our business community too. So that's the only way we can do it. And a lot of individual contributors too.
Have you seen the weather forecast? Because it's near perfect.
Yes. We're so glad. We moved it out 2 weeks this year. Because
oh, did you?
Yes. Every year we have a day of wind or rain or both. And so we're hoping maybe it'll be pretty pleasant for everyone.
I think it'll be very pleasant. John, do you know about what time you'll be performing tomorrow?
Yes, we are going to play at 1:50.
Okay.
Yes.
We're looking forward to this.
We are the second group.
Excellent. And this is your third year that you'll be
yes.
performing?
Yes.
And many years to come?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks to our guests here. He's John Porvis with the band Toradon. And also Donna Kowaleski is the Director of Community Outreach and Communication. And Jill Weigel is Cultural Curator. The World Village Fest runs today through Sunday at Cecil D. Andrus Park in Boise. Have a grand time this weekend.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Up next, this is My Brave, sharing stories of mental illness. I'm George Prentice, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.